Welcome to the Let's Get Vulnerable podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Morgan Anderson, psychologist, relationship coach, attachment theory expert, creator of the ESL relationship method, author of Love Magnet, and athletic wear connoisseur. My mission is to help you raise your self-worth, have great relationships, and step confidently into the next level of your life. Each week, two episodes will air featuring expert advice, live coaching, and tips showing you exactly how to improve your life and attract a healthy relationship. You deserve to feel empowered, secure, and loved. Buckle up and let's get vulnerable. You're so tired of watching all your friends get married and looking at everybody else having healthy, secure relationships, and you're sitting on the sidelines wondering, when will it be my turn? I want to invite you that you can decide to take ownership, that you can say, I'm going to become the version of me who effortlessly attracts my emotionally available, ideal partner, and you're going to stop wasting your time on relationships that go nowhere, right? I want to invite you that you can make that decision. And spring is an incredible time to do the work with us inside of the Empowered, Secure, Loved program. This program is founded by myself, Dr. Morgan, clinical psychologist, attachment theory expert. It has helped hundreds of women become securely attached so that they can attract the relationships that they deserve. Now is your turn. And this spring is an incredible time to join us. Introducing Soft Girl Secure Spring Sale this April only. When you join the program, you get a bonus training that is how to embody secure feminine energy. This is a topic I love talking about, and you'll get this training as a gift. Also, you'll get the Become the One bundle. This is all about becoming the secure version of you. It includes meditations, affirmations, a communication framework. It is so, so valuable. And that's another gift. On top of that, you get a bonus month in the program. So instead of 2 months with us, you'll have 3 whole months where you'll receive support, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, and of course, the coursework, all of that with a bonus month and a $400 discount on the program. So that is a no-brainer. If you've been on the fence, if you've been thinking about doing the work, this is the time. Take advantage of our Soft Girl Secure Spring Sale. This is going away, and I would apply to the program today. Go use the link in the show notes, and it's super easy. You'll fill out an application, meet with someone on my team, and go from there. So it takes 5 minutes. Go to the link in the show notes, apply today. I can't wait to see you inside of the program. Welcome everyone to the Let's Get Vulnerable podcast. It's your host, Dr. Morgan, and I have a very special guest with me here today. We have Erin Claire Jones. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
So Erin is a human design expert. And for those of you who have no idea what human design is, we are going to get into it. You'll learn all about it. And what's fascinating is I also am so new to this world of understanding my own design and applying it to my life. And even just the little bit that I have looked at so far has been very helpful. So I'm really excited to talk with you. And I know we'll get into all kinds of things today. Let's start out with your story. How did you find yourself doing this work?
Yeah, it was not the plan. I think that a younger me would have been maybe surprised that this is the direction my career took. But my journey into human design began in 2015. I was living in New York City and was not, you know, averse to mystical modalities like human design, but it was not really my world. I was working at startups. I was like going into VC. Like I was just in a very different world. And I went to a friend's gathering in the Lower East Side, for those familiar with New York, and I sat next to a stranger and he asked to read my human design chart. And I had never heard of the system before, but I was like, tell me everything. Like, of course, I want to learn everything the system has to say about me. And he gave me this 20-minute mini reading, and it was the most confronting, insightful, and resonant thing I had ever heard. I felt like he put words to my internal experience in a way I had never been able to. And I also felt he really called me out slash called me forward, because he also revealed that I had been working opposite my design in so many ways, and that had contributed to a lot of the resistance I'd been feeling. And so I think that I probably would have gone deeper because I was curious, but I think what really changed things is he ended that conversation by saying, Erin, I think you're meant to do this. I think you're meant to share human design with the world. And he had been studying it for a decade. And so he invited me in that night to studying the system with him and building a business with him. And so it was just like such a cosmic moment and redirection in my life. And I did not immediately say yes, but as I took time to feel into it, as I began to dive deeper, I was like, there is so much gold in the system and people need to know about it. I could already feel it transforming my life, and I could see how it could transform teams and relationships and parenting. And so that began my journey. And it's been a really wonderful and rocky and wild journey, as most entrepreneurial journeys are. But I worked with him for 2 years at a time where nobody knew what human design was. So it was hard to get it out there. And then I launched my own practice at the end of 2017, early 2018. And I would say only then did it feel like the interest started to pick up. And it's been, I've now worked with tens of thousands of people, and it's been a really wonderful journey. But I don't think I ever could have anticipated that I would have landed here. But it's been amazing.
Oh, I love your story so much. And going from the startup world and being in that more corporate environment, the traditional path, right? And then taking this pivot, what was that like for you? Go into that for a second. Did you have people saying, "Oh my gosh, I think you're crazy. What are you doing?" What was that like?
It's a great question. I think that in some ways, I feel actually incredibly lucky because while I wasn't working in the mystical space, I've always been exploring very weird things. And by weird things, just like kind of out of the ordinary. I was like seeking out like Shambhala centers in high school. My parents were like, "What is meditation? What are you doing?" I was like, "I must go," And so, like, I've just always been like very curious. And so, with my family specifically, they have always been like, "Erin is very alternative in some ways." I have a doctor and a lawyer as parents, but they've always been like, but whatever she does actually kind of works for her. So I had no resistance from them. I do love hearing them try to explain what I do to other people, because they're still like, I don't know, it's like astrology, but it really works. Anyway, so I had no resistance from them, which was amazing. I think within my community in New York, I think honestly, part of what made me feel able to do it is that I fell into a very entrepreneurial community when I was really young, like 23. And so all of my friends were entrepreneurs. And so I think that while they were not in the mystical space, they were like, go do your thing, build it, see what happens. So I actually felt a lot of support. Like, people didn't necessarily get it, but there was such a vibe of like, you got to just try it and see what happens. So I feel so lucky for that, because I know that is so often not the case. I wasn't having to like convince my favorite people that like I was still sane. They were just like, just see what happens.
I love that. I love that. Well, clearly it's been the right path for you and it's been in alignment and you've helped thousands of people. I love this idea of having tools to help people make sense of their lives and their decisions. I do that with attachment theory and attachment styles and helping people really deeply understand their relationships. What does human design help with? I mean, I guess my gut is that it probably just helps with so much, but if you had to say, "Hey, this will help you blank," what would you say?
Great question. I think so often in life we get stuck because we try to like emulate how things have been done for others. It's like, oh, I'm going to show up in relationship this way because I think I'm supposed to, or I'm going to pursue this career because I think that I should. And I think what human design reveals is what is your unique wiring? Like, how are you wired to make decisions? How are you wired to work during the day? Like, how are you wired to create opportunities for yourself? And how are you wired to communicate in relationships? And so I think at its core, it reminds us that we are all so different. And the more we honor those differences, the more we flow. And I think what I fell in love with in human design is that human design is so juicy and endless in the self-knowledge it can give us, but it's also incredibly practical. With every piece of knowledge, there are tools to actually put that thing to life. And I feel like that's so often what we need is like, how do we actually use it? So, you know, it helps us in so many areas. So I think, but I do think at the core, I think similar to what you do, it really helps us make empowered, correct decisions in every part of our lives. And I think that correct decision-making or making the right decisions for us kind of transforms everything because you find your way into the right relationships, the right opportunities, live in the right places, et cetera.
That's so powerful. And I fully agree that, yeah, when we can learn how to make correct decisions that are in alignment with who we really are and what we really want in our life and how we operate best, because each of us is so unique in that way. There's no one blueprint of, oh, I should go do life this way to be happy. It's what's in alignment for you, right? Mm-hmm. And when we have those tools to get closer to that alignment, that's when life starts to really fall into place and feel really, really good and easy and be in that place of flow.
Exactly.
So let's dive into it. I'm sure the audience at this point, they're like, okay, tell us, let's do it. So Erin and I'm going to tell y'all, Erin actually has my chart. I gave her all the information. So she's able to get my human design chart. So we're going to walk through what my design looks like, what that means. I'll be very vulnerable with you all. And then I'm sure you'll also be able to talk about what other charts could possibly be. Let's just go into it. I'm excited.
Okay. Fun. Okay, let's do it. Human design is a system based on your time, date, and place of birth that reveals, like I said, your unique wiring. And it really applies to every area of our lives. I find the most transformative areas are often with career, relationships, parenting, decision making. And I would say that human design is an amazing tool, but it's also just that, a tool. So I think when I share with anyone, you included, I always want to remind people that what matters to me is not whether it's true, but whether it's useful. And so if anything I share today doesn't feel useful, supportive, resonant, please throw it away. You know, this is meant to be a thing that empowers and expands you and not a thing that disempowers you or limits you in any way. Clear?
I love that. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So let's start with something called your type. And just so you guys have context, human design is endless in the information that it can offer us. And so with you, I'm looking at your design, and nobody that we're listening to that is listening is going to have the exact same design. It doesn't really work that way. Like everybody is so unique. So, but we'll talk about kind of what those pieces are so you can see what you share. So in human design, there are 5 different types. This is kind of the highest level distinction, kind of like a sun sign in astrology. So you have manifesting generators, projectors, reflectors, and manifestors. And you are a manifesting generator. And so have you dug into this at all, or is this totally new to you?
I have.
A little bit.
I've scratched the surface.
Okay. Fun. Okay, great. So manifesting generators are very natural doers. They have such capacity to build, create, make things happen when they feel genuine excitement and satisfaction about what they're working on. And so one of their biggest lessons is really prioritizing their excitement and knowing the more lit up they are, the more they kind of brighten and light up the world around them. And so often they've been made to feel selfish if they're doing that, or that they should really kind of prioritize all these other things. But it's kind of the opposite. You know, the more they prioritize their own excitement, the more impact they have. Manifesting generators like you are very multi-passionate. You're not really meant to kind of be in one lane for your career or life. Things need to feel fresh and new and exciting. And so it's so important to give yourself permission to pivot and evolve and keep changing. And also to make sure that each day feels like a little bit different, that you're not just doing the same thing day after day after day. Mm-hmm. Manifesting generators can often be quite quick. They can find kind of the fastest way to make something happen and just be pretty superhuman in their capacity to bring ideas to life. And I would say one area where that can perhaps be challenging is if you expect others to do things as fast as you or even do as much as you. It might lead to a little bit of disappointment, not because something's wrong with them, but just because they're different. They're wired differently. And I would say as a manifesting generator, you are very magnetic. You are not meant to chase after anything. Life is meant to come to you, and you're here to kind of wait to see what sparks your gut and let that gut guide where you go next. I'm curious how that all resonates or not with you.
Oh, 1,000% to all of it. I think especially about building things and following my excitement and being multi-passionate, and particularly with the speed at which I can do things. And really, I have had to learn, especially recently, how to allow for people on my team or people in my life to have different speeds than I do, because I see it and then I can just go do it. And I know that that's different for others.
It is, and it's, I think human design reminds me that we just like all need each other because we're so different. But where we can get stuck in relationships or work is when we expect others to be like us. I had a manifesting generator client who went through like seven assistants because she was like, Erin, nobody can move as fast as me. And I was like, they're not meant to. Like, that's actually not probably what you need. Like, you might need somebody who can handle the step-by-step process so you can be fast. And it was just so revelatory for her to be like, oh, like I've been frustrated not because they're wrong, but because they're different. And you can imagine, I mean, I'm sure so much of the work you do relates to this, but in romantic relationships, I see so much challenge, like perhaps for your type, being like, why aren't they doing as much? Why aren't they moving as fast? And it's like, oh, they're just different. Let me like take the time to understand their gifts and realize where I'm perhaps expecting them to be like me.
Oh, yes. I have had that show up in a lot of relationships, and such a growth area for me to learn to really value that and appreciate that, and go, since my brain doesn't work that way, to take insights from people who do go slower, who are more methodical, who look at all the details, right? Like I really feel like I also need those people in my life.
Absolutely. Like often some of the best collaborators for you. So that's a little glimpse into type. I think just so you guys have context into the other types. And I might have mentioned this already, but you can look up your type at Human Design Blueprint. Generators are very similar to manifesting generators like you. Very natural doers here to prioritize their satisfaction, very magnetic, but they tend to be a little bit more methodical. They might enjoy kind of the step-by-step process of bringing an idea to life, whereas you might take the more non-linear approach. So these two can be really wonderful collaborators. Then we've got projectors. Projectors are not here to be doers. Their energy can really ebb and flow. And so I would say for the projectors listening, it's really good to kind of build space and rest into your days and not kind of feel the need to do and keep up with the world around you. As a projector, so much of your gift is how you see the world and how sensitive you are to others and how they can work better and not how much you do and how much you produce. I am a projector and I shared a little bit of how confronted I was when I discovered my human design. And this was a big part of it is that I was like trying so hard to be a doer. And I was like, is there another way? So it's been so transformative to really discover a way of working that's so much more sustainable and honestly so much more successful than what I've been trying to do in the past.
I love that.
Then we've got manifestors. Manifestors are very disruptive, innovative forces, just very much like here to do things on their own terms and in their own way. Their energy is very bursty, where they like are so on fire for a couple hours, days, and weeks, and then have to kind of pull back and be alone. And then kind of the burst emerges again. And one thing that's really distinct about manifestors is that they have a lot of energy to get a thing off the ground, but not necessarily to sustain and maintain that thing. And so they're often like starters and they begin and catalyze the process. And then it's going to kind of delegate and free themselves for the next thing to initiate. And then finally, reflectors. And I actually want to add one more note after this, but reflectors are the rarest type. And these are people that are very fluid. They kind of connect with every type often, but they often will have days where they feel like generators, like manifesting generators, like projectors. And their job is not to kind of show up in the same way each day, but to kind of honor whatever feels like them that day. And they are people that are very, very sensitive to their space. And being in the right space really allows the right opportunities. But one thing I want to share, and then I would love to dive more into your design, is I'm curious if it would be interesting to hear kind of how each type best enters relationships, because it feels like that might be kind of an interesting way to see the distinction. Okay. So I want to start with manifesting generators and generator. This is generators. This is, the category you fall in. But like I said, you're very magnetic. So when it comes to entering a new relationship, you're really here to kind of follow your gut response and follow what you naturally respond to. So it's not about like initiating or forcing or even creating a list. It's just like, who is sparking me? Is there anyone on this app that I have like a gut response to? Is there anyone that's in this room that I feel drawn to? So it's really kind of letting that gut lead what you pursue and like not in your mind. So, and it's trusting that like the more you're doing what lights you up, the more kind of aligned people you will pull your way. How does that feel
Yes,
to you?
that feels exactly what I did when I was dating, at least
Yeah.
from a healthy place. Yes.
Totally. Projectors are here to be invited. You know, ideally they're here to have somebody be like, hey, you, like, I really recognize, I see you deeply and really inviting you into relationship. So again, it's not about pursuing, but paying attention to like who makes you feel the most like deeply seen and recognized for who you are. You know, I ended up marrying my best friend who I can't say I was great at dating, but like he was just the one that made me feel the most seen, you know? And so it was very natural that like that's how it happened for us. Manifestors are here to make the first move. They're just here to kind of like follow that inspiration and like just do it. And I have so many clients that are like, oh God, I hate making the first move, but every time I do, it just works, you know? So it's just something to kind of experiment and play with. And then reflectors are really here often to meet the right people when they're in the right space, like at their favorite cafe, you know, in their favorite city, at a restaurant they love, in a park. They create this magnetic pull that brings all the right people to them.
I love
Okay.
that.
Cool. Okay, well, let's keep diving into your design. So, any questions so far? Is everything feeling clear?
It feels clear. I think the thing I would just echo that you already said that I think is so beautiful about human design is this awareness that there's no one that is the same as someone else, that we're just each so unique in
Yeah.
our being, and this idea that you are designed for a certain path in your life. I love the overarching
Yeah.
idea behind this, that there's no design that's wrong. You are perfectly designed, right?
Yeah. And to
I
do
think
it
that's
your
really important.
way.
Right, to
Yeah.
do it your way.
I think it's so
Oh,
liberating.
and it just takes me down this rabbit hole of thinking about education and the school
Oh my God.
system
Yes.
and all the ways that we really do kind of fail individuals when it comes to how they naturally learn and thrive, right? Like we have all these systems that don't necessarily support everyone as individuals.
It's so true. I work with so many parents, and it's been so interesting to look at their kids and how they best learn and realizing, like, oh, this situation is really hard for them. I understand why it's been hard. You know,
Yeah.
not a thing wrong with them, but like the environment maybe isn't nourishing or supportive to them in that way. But yes, it applies to everything.
I love it.
So
Awesome.
I want to talk about a part of your design around decision making, because we talked about kind of the importance of making decisions in a way that actually feels genuine and aligned for us. And I feel like so often we can kind of get lost in creating these pro con lists and think about like what we should do, that we lose the connection to like what genuinely feels right. And so you are somebody who's meant to be very gut driven in your decisions in a way that not a lot of us are. I think there's a lot of like follow your gut, listen to your gut, but not all of us have that gut instinct. According to your design, you absolutely do. And you are kind of meant to trust that gut instinct for all the small decisions. What I would add for the big decisions, like a new relationship, a new collaboration, a new home, a new whatever it is, you're not really meant to be very spontaneous and rash in your decision making. You're meant to kind of pay attention to your initial gut response, like clock it, and then give yourself a beat and see if the gut response is still strong the next day or the next day. And the idea is that the right decisions for you are not the ones that you love in the moment, but the ones you love over time. Because there's like such powerful emotional depth in your design, and your emotions perhaps might sometimes color those decisions. I have this in my design too, where I'm like on an emotional high and I'm like, yes to everything. And then I wake up the next day and I'm like, oh no, what have I done? You know? And so just like building in a little bit of buffer time really kind of allows you to reach a very cool, calm, settled knowing about a decision. How does that feel to you?
Yes, I definitely know when I give myself that time and I slow down and I sleep on something and I can wake up the next day and I can tune inwards. You talked about really trusting my gut. I really
Yeah.
do have to intentionally,
I have to have silence. I have to tune in words to myself. And then I know I'll get the answer. But it is those moments where I feel pressured or I feel rushed. Like mm-hmm. I have to make a decision right now. That those are times where I may not make the right decision for me. So that does really resonate.
Yeah. And it's just like, it might mean that you say yes to a thing and then have to like pull out of it later, you know? And so I think when we really kind of make, and when we're saying making the right decision, I hope that you guys understand, it's not like there's one right decision all the time. It's more just like making the decision that like feels right and feels like the right next move, you know, for you. And it's coming from that over like a should or what you like think you're supposed to do. And I would add for you like one other tool is that when accessing the gut response, it's really useful to be asked specific questions. And so for you, instead of somebody being like, hey, like, where do you want to go for dinner? Or like, what do you want to do next? It might be more useful to have them ask you, do you want to go here for dinner or here? Like, do you prefer option A or option B? Like, you might find it easier to respond when you're given specific yes, no options versus open-ended. Not that you can't be asked open-ended questions, but it can get you kind of in the world of endless possibility. Whereas specificity is a way to kind of speak directly to like your gut and what you feel about the thing.
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Yeah. I have a friend that wanted to go on vacation just for a couple days. It's like a girl boss weekend together, you know? And she's like, would you like to go to Tulum or Sedona? And it's like, that was so helpful for me because I could feel into each option and really know what would feel better.
Exactly.
So I was able to say, so yeah, no, I could think of lots of examples where having the options is really helpful for me.
Yeah. And it's such a powerful tool in relationship. My husband has this and like, I ask him what he wants to eat for dinner. And he's just like, looks at me with like a blank stare. And I'm like, do you want this or this? He's like 100% that. And I was like, ah, it's like, not that you didn't know, but I was not communicating to you properly. And so
yeah.
This is going to be true for all generators and manifesting generators. So it can just be a good tool in relationship. Like if you don't have an answer, it's not because you don't know. It's not because you're indecisive. It's maybe just because you're communicated to in a way that isn't connecting you to it. And there is a way of communicating that can drop you straight into it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Okay. I want to talk about a part of your design called profile. You are 1-3 profile. If you guys look up your design, and again, you can look it up at humandesignblueprint.com, you'll see like a fraction looking number. That's the number that we're referencing. There are 12 different profiles. I don't think that it's going to be a lot for me to go through all of them for, I think, everybody's sake, but I can kind of briefly go through some, but I want to talk about yours first. So, okay. Have you dug into this part of your design or is this new?
No, because this is different from the Enneagram, obviously. So,
correct.
Okay. Yeah. Nope. I have not at all.
Numbers, but but different meanings.
Different meanings. Okay.
So I want to talk about the one first, and this will make it easier for those that are listening. If you are listening and you have a one in your profile, like Morgan, so you could be a 1-3, a 1-4, 4-1, or 5-1, this one piece will apply to you as well. So the one for you, and I'll talk about it generally, but also in the context of relationships, is that you are somebody who's a very natural investigator. Like you are here to like dive deep into things and research and learn like everything there is to learn about a subject. It makes sense that you're like a real authority in what you do because ones are just like here to be the authority. They're like, I have gone deep. I have learned so much and I have so much to share. They're very natural teachers because they just often need to like build a real foundation of knowledge. They like know what they're talking about. And so in your career, it's so smart to take the time to dive deep because you're here to be the authority, but also to follow your curiosity. Like if you end up in a position where you're like, I don't actually care about mastering this thing anymore, it's also a signal that like maybe it's time to move on. Like what is a new thing that you want to learn and dive deep into? When it's applied to relationships, there's that same need for a really strong foundation to be like, you might be really inquisitive and have lots of questions and like having a really strong foundation that you're like, I can trust. And like, there's a lot of security here is really, really important. I'm married to a 1-3 and like he just has questions all the time because he's just like building that foundation as like such a high value thing for him. And that's been so helpful for me to understand. So curious how and if that piece resonates with you.
Absolutely. I mean, I just think about, you know, one of my hobbies is reading attachment theory research for fun. I love staying up to date on all of the latest findings. And I guess I've gone so deep into the subjects that I love. And even in the application of them, I think so. anyways, that really resonates with me. And then in the relationship piece, absolutely. Just lots of like real genuine curiosity about my partner and building our foundation. And it's someone that I actually knew 10 years ago and then reconnected with. So, I have all this depth of connection with him. Already. So yeah, it all makes sense. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. And there's just like such a curiosity about how people work. And so it's also kind of unsurprising with the work that you do. It's just like, how do people work? You know, it feels like attachment theory is a way to understand that, you know, but I think there's like, these people are like such students of like the human experience and like how people work and what they're learning. And so again, you can have different mediums to explore that. The three, so this will be true for anyone with a three. So that would be 1 3s, 6 3s, 3 5s, and 3 6s. Is kind of that, I think, application experiential piece that you were sharing a little bit. You know, as much as you're here to dive deep and learn through study, you are equally here to kind of learn through experience. Like you are somebody who like has to get your hands dirty. Like you've got to just like experience things for yourself to see if they work. And if they don't, like somebody might be like, this thing's cool. And you're like, cool, like not really going to believe you until I try it for myself. And like, you're just here to honestly like let the process be pretty messy. You're here to be like, let me get my hands dirty and see what works and what doesn't, and trust that everything that doesn't work will bring me closer to what does, you know. And there's a very kind of naturally entrepreneurial nature to these people, and mistakes and failure are very much meant to be part of your process, because again, they just like are fuel for your growth. So I would say in the context of business, like you're really here to kind of throw things against the wall and just try things, but also it might be useful in marketing to just like, and I think that you do this, but to share your own process and what you're learning and like the failures and successes along the way. It's like, it makes you so magnetic. And then in relationships, like, you know, just learning from each experience, like just continuing to grow of like, I made a mistake here. What did I learn? How can I keep growing? And I'm sure that all your past relationships have kind of fueled how you show up in this one. But these people are just tinkers and here to kind of play and experiment. So how, and does that resonate with you?
Absolutely. There's no failure in building a business and dating and building a healthy relationship. I really feel that in my soul that there is no failure. There's only learning. In fact, I have a whole training on that inside of my program, how to change failure to learning. And I think in business, when I've been surrounded by people who are a lot more strategic and planned, and they want to wait before they try things, I know I have really struggled with that. So I think I need that balance of, yes, I need someone who's super organized and can go slow, but I also have to be able to implement and try things, because if I can't implement, basically I'm done. I don't want to be part of it anymore. So I have to be able to really try things.
Yeah, I love that. And it's such a good reminder of like how useful it is to have your teammates and collaborators and partners know this about you, because not everyone has that need, you know, and I love hearing the way that you're embodying it so much already, because I work with so many people with threes that like are sitting like waiting to get something perfect before they launch it. And I'm always reminding them like, it's not until you launch it that you're actually gonna learn all the things you're supposed to learn. So like, I know that you want to make it perfect. I'm not telling you don't, but like put it out into the world, because that's going to be the thing that actually makes it better. And so I just love hearing that you're like, I already know that. I'm already doing that.
Yes.
So let me just give a little note on the 2, 4, 5, and 6, just for those that are listening. So if you have a 2 anywhere in your profile, 2 4s, 2 5s, 6 2s, and 5 2s, there's a very hermetic nature to you. Time alone is so important. And so especially in relationship, really making sure you have that time and space to just be in your own flow without guilt is essential. This has been really important for me as a 2, especially as a new mom, and be like, it's still okay to have time alone. And then also with a 2, you just bring these very innate talents and gifts to what you do in ways that you often can't explain. You just like, people are like, how do you do it? You're like, I don't know, I just did. And so I would really kind of lean into the things in your life that feel easy and natural and innate, because that's often where your greatest gifts lie. Mm-hmm. If you have a 4 in your profile, so 4 6s, 4 1s, 2 4s, and 1 4s, community is kind of everything for you. Your opportunities are really meant to come through your community. So when that comes to dating in particular, these are often my clients that meet their partner through a friend or start dating somebody that was like a friend for like many years. And they might be like, ooh, I don't like apps. It doesn't mean you can't meet people on apps, but like community might be actually a more natural way to meet people. And I would really prioritize cultivating a deep friendship with whoever you partner with or whoever, mm-hmm. whatever people you partner with. And I would also make sure in work that you're like kind of working with people that you actually enjoy spending time with and that you share what you're working on with your community. 5s, 2 5s, 3 5s, 5 1s, and 5 2s. Very natural problem solvers, but not here to fix every problem. So I would make sure, especially in relationship, you're not trying to fix and solve everything in your partner and you're being very discerning about what's actually worth your energy. And also with 5s, people can project a lot of things onto them. Like you could be this, or you could should be this, or we should be partners in this way. And so I would just make sure that what you're saying yes to is rooted in what you genuinely desire and you're not being swept away by other people's projections, because it can be seductive and tempting and very easy to do that. And then finally, the 6s are the 6 2s, 6 3s, 4 6s, and 3 6s. And I think what I would say there, obviously, I'm just skimming the surface here, but with 6s, we tend to live our life in 3 phases, where the first 30 years is like trial and error galore. So if you're under 30, I would say just like throw it all against the wall, see what sticks. Like there is no need to figure it all out in relationship or life. Like just gather as many experiences as you can. I discovered human design when I was 25, and this was like the most relieving thing to learn. 30 to 50 is often kind of when things settle a little bit. You kind of pull back. You know, I turned 30 and like moved to the woods and got married and had a child. And like, it's not always going to work that way, but like I could sense my system was like, now is the time, you know? And so like things just kind of settle a little bit and you just have more perspective. It's like the most perfect time to just like really embody all the things that you learn and really just become a real source of wisdom. And these people are not meant to hit their prime until they turn 50, which is not about waiting until you're 50, but it's just knowing that like things are meant to keep getting better and better and better. And like you are meant to kind of reach a point in your life where you inspire authenticity in others by just being so embodied yourself. And for me, that's always been a thing that like I just look forward to more than anything else.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. These are all so helpful. And it really does make me think about when building relationships and picking your partner and trying to co-create a secure attachment, it would be so helpful to know each other's human designs, right? Because I know you've referenced a few times knowing your facts about your husband. How that's just so helpful. It's so, so helpful.
It's so helpful. And like my husband and I have different designs in almost every single way. And like there is one scenario where we could be really challenged by that, because it's like, why are you not more like me? But now it's like, oh, we're so different. This is like why we actually parent really well together and why we can run a business together, because like we just aren't the same. But I cannot tell you, I sit with so many partners in sessions and there's so much frustration that arises just because they don't understand their differences and because they're just expecting each other to be the same. And it's like, it brings such a level of compassion and understanding to be like, oh my God, I'm so frustrated with you because you are making decisions so slow and I want you to be really fast. And then they're like, oh, you're meant to. And it's actually worth waiting for you to reach clarity, because like, if I rush you, then you're going to regret it and then we'll have to back out of it. You know, or like, I'm really frustrated with you because like, you just want to go off and do your own thing, but you're actually designed to be really independent, especially when you're processing things. So like, how can I give you that space? And you realize that I maybe need to talk things out in a way that you don't. And so there's just like so much juice of like, that I think helps us really understand people and helps kind of, you know, like we talked about earlier, helps us understand that like we're wired differently and just exactly what that wiring looks like.
Yeah. And when you can have that understanding, then comes compassion. So many couples, they're building up that resentment towards each other because they just don't have the understanding. Yes. So I think having this tool can be so, so helpful. Obviously, there's so many tools, including attachment styles and love languages and all the things, right? And I just think the more understanding that we are of our partner, the better partner we can be to them. And then I always think the sign of a good relationship is when you are becoming more of your true self, right? So being in a partnership that allows you to be your true self and understanding your human design would help you know, okay, how am I meant to really show up in the world? So it could be good to know if you're in a relationship that makes you feel different or makes you feel like you have to be a certain way or you're shrinking in a certain way. That's not meant for you, right?
Exactly. I think that's such a beautiful philosophy. And I think it's so true, you know, and I think that again, it's like, I think where I see people struggle is when they're trying to be a thing that they're not. And when they feel the permission to kind of be who they are, and also to give their partners and their kids and their collaborators permission to be who they are too. It's just like, I think like it brings us so much closer together, understanding how different we are. I think expecting similarity can like bring us so much farther apart.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh my gosh. What would you say to the person who is going to go to your website? Can you tell them one more time?
Yeah, it's human.
So what would you say to that person who's going there? They're going to find out their chart. What would be some of the initial things they need to hear or ways that they could implement it?
Yes, totally. So first, look up your chart, totally free, and you can get a free summary too about your design. It's going to be like an inspirational manifesto about how you operate best. I just want to warn you, you might have seen the chart. The chart is not very intuitive looking. You look and you're like, oh my God, there's so much information. So just know that like it's not meant to be a thing that you can easily interpret, which I know is annoying. But like, don't worry about it all, because like, there's a lot of information and you can take your time with, and we'll offer an opportunity for you to dive deeper if you want. But I think the place I would start is looking at your type, your strategy, and your authority. There's so much more to it, but just so you know, the type is kind of how you can use your energy in the most productive way. We talked about kind of Morgan being a manifesting generator, being a multi-passionate. The strategy is how you create opportunities. For you, it's about magnetizing things to you, and your authority is about how you make decisions. And for you, it's about trusting your gut feeling over time. Yeah. And I will just say that, like, again, there's so much more to it that I love, and aligning with those three pieces alone can just like shift everything. Because when you're using your energy most productively and effectively, and you're entering opportunities in the most aligned way, and you're making the right decisions, like things just happen, you know? And so, I would start there. And I share a ton on Instagram for free at Erin Claire Jones and Human Design Blueprint as well. So that's a nice place to begin.
And I will say I loved what you sent me, which was, I know, the same thing that people will get if they go to your website. So I have that as well.
Yeah.
And it is a lot of information. It's 63 pages, the one I have. Right.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that one too. Go ahead.
Oh my gosh, is that a different one? Oh,
it's
wow.
It's different. Yeah, it's not the free one-page summary, because that's a little manifesto.
Okay, I was going to say, that's a lot for free. Okay. I have the amazing one that is so long. And Erin, I started reading it this morning, and I actually stood out loud. Well, I stood in front of my mirror and read out loud the manifesto.
Yes.
And it felt so aligned. I do affirmations all the time, right? And it's like, these felt like they hit at a different level. Like, it's like, whoa, this is who I am, right? It was really good. So it actually helped me today. So thank you.
Oh my God. Well, that makes me so happy, because you guys can get that manifesto for free. Like, just so you know, again, it's totally personalized to your design. I have mine framed my wall. I can't tell you how many clients we have, like, sessions. They're like, look at my framed manifesto.
That's awesome.
So, but what you're talking about is definitely where I'd recommend you start. If you're just like, I want to learn about my design, tell me everything. We have an offering called the Blueprint Guide. It's like our primary offering. I think 40,000 people have their blueprint guides now. And it basically is a 55 plus page personalized guide all about your design. And just so you guys understand how personalized it is, there are 400,000 possibilities of that blueprint guide, you know? So it's like, it is you, custom you, and it's not filled with all this human design jargon. It's basically like, what do you need to know about your chart to find more flow in every area of your life? What do you need to know about how you make decisions? What do you need to know about how you best process things? What do you need to know about where you're going to get taken off track and what your strengths are? So it is so digestible. Like, people buy it for their whole teams, for their partners, for their kids. So it's really just meant to be your operating manual. And so that's at humandesignblueprint.com/guide. And you guys can use the discount code Dr. Morgan to get a discount on that. But if you're like intrigued by this conversation and you want to learn about yourself, there's no better place than that, because people like literally have it printed out on their bedside table and like read it every night as a way to return to who they are.
I am printing it out as soon as I can get to a printer. It is so valuable. Even just, I got through like the first 10 pages and I'm already like, wow, this is so valuable. So yeah, I would highly recommend that if you're curious, that you go get this guide, and we'll put the link in the show notes.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm blown away. And I have this morning process, Erin. I call it the morning alignment. I teach all my clients how to do this. It's all about returning to your truest self and your vision for your life. It's a 6-step process. And I guarantee you, I'm going to be adding that manifesto to my morning practice because it's very powerful.
That makes me so happy. It really does. Like it's, and even for me having it on my wall, like I can sense in the moments when I'm like feeling a little bit off, I just go read it. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Like yeah. I'm just going to come back to that.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm excited. I'm excited for everyone. I'm just like kind of like speechless. Like, yeah, it's really, really good. So go get your guide.
Yeah. It's just really useful. I think to go back to like the beginning of how it all began. Like, I think that I've just been blown away over and over again of how useful it is. It just like really can transform people's lives like so many other amazing tools out there. But I think I'm just blown away by that every day.
I love it. I have a question for you. This just comes out of curiosity, kind of a random tangent here, but obviously this would be really helpful to business and corporate leaders, you know, executives. Are you finding there's more openness to this? I know I've done like the DISC and all kinds of traditional, there's all kinds of things that they love to use in corporate, right? In that world.
Yeah.
Is there starting to be an openness to this kind of work as well? Do you have those kinds of clients?
Yeah, it's a great question. So the answer is yes. And when I first started the business in 2015, our focus was exclusively on bringing human design to business. It wasn't on individuals. It wasn't to the masses. Like I came from the startup background and I was like, people need to understand their collaborators and colleagues because they're going to work so much better together because of it. It was hard then because nobody knew what human design was. And so introducing kind of a new modality, I think, was challenging because I felt like kind of the individuals came first and then the companies. And then I will say that over the past, I don't know, what is it now, 6 years, the receptivity to it has like skyrocketed, you know, and in an interesting way in that it's usually like one individual that like loves human design and then brings me in. But like, you know, I have gone to places like Amazon and Meta and TikTok and Unilever. And like, there is a lot of appetite for it because like people see how useful it is. So I think that you're right on. Like, it is such a powerful tool in a corporate space. And I think that I expected more skepticism than I've received. And I think that part of why that is because the way that I present human design, like I did at the beginning, it's like, I'm not dogmatic about the system. Like, I'm not trying to convince people of anything, you know, like I sit there and I'm like, I don't care whether it's true. Like, is it actually useful? And I think when it's presented that way, people are like, okay, let me just see if it's useful. And my experience, like I shared, is like, it just is. Like, I worked with a team for a year, healthcare startup in SF. And most of them were like much older men that were totally unfamiliar with human design. And at the beginning, they were like, who is this person? And what is she talking about? You know? And I was like, okay, we're going to just try it out. And it, like, I would say within 6 months, it took some time with them. They were just like, Erin, this still feels so weird. And this is still so woo-woo, but everything you're saying is so accurate that I now need to know everything about my team and my partner and my kids. And so it just kind of reached a point where they were just like, I can't deny the usefulness. Yeah. And like, you got to tell me everything, you know? And so it was just so fun to kind of watch that journey. But again, you can't convince people to like, you know, believe a thing they don't want to believe. Right. So I think that human design offers a really useful language and framework to think about how we operate. And so I think when it's presented that way in a corporate space, people are really, really receptive.
I love it. Well, it has so many tangible pieces. I know you've said that it's about understanding ourselves and also being able to apply that understanding to how we operate. So I just have loved this conversation with you. This has been so really insightful. I feel like I've learned so much. I can't wait to read my entire guide. I'm so excited about it. If there was, and this is a final question, if there was someone walking down the street and they come up to you and they say, give me your best life advice of the moment, what would you say to them today if you were asked that question?
I think, oh my gosh, there's so many things that feel like relevant today versus in general. I would say in general, what feels very true is what we've talked about, is that we are all wired to do things really, really differently. And I would really encourage them and us all to reflect on where we are trying to do things because it's the way we think we're supposed to do it, whether it's how we're parenting or building a business or communicating or making decisions. And what it would look like to take the time to actually discover what actually genuinely feels right for us, even if others aren't doing it that way. I think there's like such permission in that to be like, oh, it's okay for me to do it differently. Like, I know that human design has been the tool, for me to do that, but we don't, any system can do that. And honestly, just being aware of it can do that. So I think just the reminder that we are all wired so differently and reflecting on where you aren't quite believing that, whether it's in your own behavior, whether it's what you're expecting of other people.
That's so, so powerful. And I think, yeah, realizing that how you are is a gift to the world and to others, and knowing that you always bring value because of your uniqueness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I love it. I love it. Tell everyone how they can connect with you.
Of course. So again, our website's humandesignblueprint.com. You can use the code Dr. Morgan if you want to get your guide and learn all about you. And then on Instagram, I'm at Erin Claire Jones and also at Human Design Blueprint.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for your time today. This was awesome.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, everyone. And of course, we're wishing you high self-worth and great relationships. Until next time. Thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate each and every one of you. The best way you can thank me is by sharing this episode on Instagram or Facebook. Make sure you tag me. It would mean the world to me if you took just a moment to leave me a written review on Apple Podcasts. This podcast is not free to produce, and the more that you help this show grow, the more people will be able to help. Until next time, I'm wishing you high self-worth and great relationships. Thank you for being part of this community.